I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Last week on Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine, we talked to a researcher at UK's Sanders Brown Center on Aging about his work co-chairing an international group characterizing a whole new form of dementia. Well, today you're going to hear about a drug that might one day prevent Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Linda Van Eldick is director of UK's Sanders Brown Center on Aging. She talks with Dr. Davis about a unique new drug she's testing, ostensibly a once-daily pill, a la a low-dose aspirin, for the treatment and perhaps prevention of Alzheimer's disease.
We've developed a drug candidate. It's not an actual approved drug yet, but it's going to be tested in humans for the first time, and the dream of mine was that eventually this drug would become so effective at preventing dementia, or at least reducing the risk of dementia substantially, that it would become like the next low-dose aspirin.
Oh, sure.
Or a statin, to prevent heart attack, or low-dose aspirin to prevent or reduce the risk of heart disease. This would be ideally a drug that you would take once a day, starting when you have no memory or thinking problems, and you would take it once a day, low dose, and then your risk of getting dementia would be very much lowered.
What is the proposed or the theoretical mechanism of action for this drug?
So this is a small molecule drug. It goes right up into the brain. You can take it like a pill. Gets into your brain, and it works on reducing the detrimental inflammation that occurs in dementia. So in dementia, you get kind of a chronic inflammation, and these molecules, these inflammatory molecules that get overproduced in disease, our drug reduces those levels back down to normal. It doesn't prevent all inflammation in the brain, because that's how your brain responds to injury or infections or other damage. So we want to keep that beneficial inflammation but reduce the bad inflammation, and so that's how our drug works.
And hence the metaphor of low-dose aspirin.
Right.
And I guess what we're seeing in a very broad way across medicine is that the common denominator for a lot of detrimental diseases does seem to be an inflammatory response.
Actually, you're exactly right. Inflammation, out of control inflammation, or chronic, even chronic low-grade inflammation, is being shown to be an important contributor to progression of many different diseases, not just diseases of your body, like rheumatoid arthritis or Crohn's disease, things like that, but also diseases of the brain, other neurologic diseases, epilepsy, Parkinson's, ALS. I mean, many different diseases tend to, or at least it's seeming like they have a component of inflammation that's driving the progression. So if you can control that, then you could also have other medications that would target other specific mechanisms of disease. But you're right, there is a common denominator. It seems like that inflammation that's out of control is a bad thing in many brain diseases.
And we're talking about a disease when we discuss Alzheimer's disease and other dementias that is impacting a ever greater number of Kentuckians and people around the world.
Right. So age is the biggest risk factor still for getting dementia. And in Kentucky, we have a large number of individuals with dementia because we have a lot of risk factors in our state that increase your risk of getting dementia, such as people who have a stroke or vascular problems, obesity, diabetes, heart problems, all of those risk factors are prevalent in our state. And so if we could control some of these risk factors, we also would reduce the onset of dementia potentially.
Is there anything we've not touched that you would want our listeners to know about this current line of research that you're involved in?
Well, I would like people to know that it's not a drug yet. It has promise, we hope, but there's a lot of research that still has to go on in order to move a drug actually to get it to individuals with disease and on the market. It takes a decade and more than $1 billion. So it's expensive to develop a drug, and we're just at the very beginning stages. So I hope that someday it will become available, but it isn't at the moment, unfortunately.
My thanks today to Dr. Linda Van Eldick, director of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging at the University of Kentucky, for talking about a new drug targeting inflammation as a possible cause of Alzheimer's disease. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.